starts with me. Cause we can be free, yeah, yeah, I know that. Let's try to fix the things that's been broken. We can be free, yeah, yeah, I know that. And it starts with me. Hey, this is Cody. Thanks for joining me in this post as I discuss the nature of your identity and how it impacts your business. We're going to talk about how the Freedom Principle will help guide you into a proper understanding of what the nature of your identity is, how it is formed, and how to regain control over it. Because what you are also going to see is how your identity can be taken over or taken from you. Your lack of knowing your center imprints itself on your business and affects the dynamics from all levels. First and foremost, freedom begins in the mind. It's why the fundamental question of the Freedom Principle is, do I own myself? The only thing nature provides you with to survive on your own is your mind. The mind is man's only means for survival. It's his only means of achieving significance. I mean, think about it, okay? A cow is born knowing who it is and how to survive, but man is not. He must use his mind in order to invent his means for survival. And those of us who choose to go into business know this in a very first-hand, experiential kind of way. Your business is a reflection of who you are. The real reason why so many businesses fail and some do not is that most businesses are owned by people whose mind is at odds with what they think they need to do versus what actually needs to be done. They think of their business in terms of the trade of what their business does. So they own a plumbing business, they're a plumber, and so they think of their business from the concept of a plumber, right? And they miss out that the actual trade that they're in is the trade of business, not the trade their business does. So this is further compounded by the fact that a business has an identity, and all too often that identity passively mirrors the identity of the owner by a manner of default rather than design. It's really as simple as this. You can usually diagnose the problems of a person based on the problems of their business, and vice versa. Once you understand the inner struggles a person is having, an owner is having, you can more readily correct the transference of those issues into a business, because now you know where to look and you know what to look for. Because that's what happens. Your issues, you the owner, your inner turmoil, imprints itself into the identity of your company unless you act to intervene. But in most cases, most business owners are completely unaware of this. That the life of the owner and the life of the business are symbiotically linked. Identity tends to be at the heart of most problems that people face, and the root of self-identity problems is fear. Fear of not being who you were meant to be, fear of missing out, fear of doing the wrong thing, fear of hurting people, fear of taking advantage of people, fear of upsetting people, fear of not being good enough for people, fear of disappointment, fear of being ashamed. And you know, a lot of fear is linked to our perceptions, our false perceptions, I might add, of how we think other people perceive us and our need to conform to other people's expectations. The Freedom Principle shows us that identity is an expression of the mind, and that it tends to rest on three pillars: passion, vision, and purpose. And I'm actually going to talk about the last of these three first in this post. Where many people tend to run into trouble is with purpose. People are obsessed with purpose in their life. Good purpose, bad purpose, right purpose, wrong purpose, you name it. In fact, most self-help books available are oriented around endowing their readers with a greater sense of purpose, how to live a purpose-driven life. The problem with purpose is that it's completely subjective. If you, me, eight other people were to sit down and analyze what Donald Trump and Barack Obama's purpose in life is, we would all come up with different answers, and not one of them would be the same. The truth is, purpose is meant to be a lesser thing in the scheme of your life, because purpose is only something that a creator can provide. Now, whether you believe in God or not is not the point here. The principle behind it still rings true. A hammer cannot make itself, and neither can you. The reason why purpose creates such a stumbling block in people's life is because it opens your life up in a way that gives that purpose control over it. You essentially abdicate your identity and hand it over to purpose. But the question is, whose purpose? Purpose alone is not enough to sustain a satisfying, meaningful life. No one ever did anything on their own account because of purpose. And the people who do engage in such behavior are those who are ultimately controlled by that purpose, which is to say, the purpose of other people lives through their life. And that's not freedom. You can't be free while the seat of your mind, your identity, is controlled by external factors at the same time. This really strikes home in terms of why most people choose to go into business in the first place. Many of them have a hope built on unverified assumptions about what it's like to be in business. You know, we kind of all have this, I should say most of us have this sort of fantasy in our mind of having control of our time, having more money, more time with the kids and the family, or going on a cool vacation, or having a cool car, whatever it is. You know, we sort of all have this fantasy about what it means to be in business rather than working a job for other people. And the reality sets in and turns out to be a very bitter disappointment. In a very simple, very basic example, that's what debt is. It represents other people's plan for your money, for your life. The bank had a vision for your life. They have an intense passion for making money, and that's why passion is the first pillar of identity. What are you passionate about? What activates you? And now that they have identified their passion, they have a vision for how they're going to make money. And you, my friend, are the center of their vision. They see you begging them for permission to go into more debt. So they, in turn, put a purpose on you, to your time, to your money, to your life, by getting you to not just willingly but beggingly sign up to go into bondage, paying them off every month for the rest of your life. That's what a mortgage is. It's a death note. That's what the mort part of the name means. It means death. And that's what people do who get mortgages for homes. They line up and beg for a good rate. They beg to drop the PMI, beg to change the debt to equity ratios, beg to change the debt to income ratio so they can go into bondage for a house or a car or a cell phone or just about anything these days. It doesn't really matter. Debt. What does matter? Is debt is a physical manifestation of a mental condition called bondage. You don't believe you can get the things you want any other way than to go into debt. So you buy into their marketing and the vision that they cast for your life, and you assume their purpose without even realizing it. Happens every single day, all the time, with all kinds of things. We accept it because we have been trained to accept it. We consume because that's the purpose that was put on our life. Isn't that what you were told in school? Weren't you told over and over, you have to stay in school, get a college education so you can what? Get a better paying job? Why? So you can create a financial plan for your life? Start investing in a retirement account so you can quit your job with dignity and retire to live a comfortable life in the end? Of course not. You were taught to get the better paying job so you could spend more. Don't believe it? fine. I mean, what school teaches children how to invest and save for retirement? None that I know of. I mean, there might be one. So if there is, let me know and I'll hold it up as the exception. But this is the way you've been trained to think about your life and money. And you've brought that belief into your business. You've passed that belief along. And now it's become part of your business's identity. And what is that underlying belief? The belief is that money is hard to come by. In fact, people believe the line about getting a good paying job so much that they think there's no other way for them to gain wealth than to go out on their own into business. Why? Because they didn't do well in school. They've got no choice, right? There's no hope for them. And so many people start their business with a vision of poverty, because that's the purpose. That's the identity they were given in school. That's why you have to be very careful with purpose. When you are accepting other people's purpose in a very real way, it ceases to be you who lives and others who live through you. Instead, real purpose, your purpose, is meant to be revealed in its proper time. Purpose is always the effect of things. It's never the cause of them. Purpose is the end result.